Hi, I'm Danica Johnson.
And I'm Crystal DeConte.
And we're Champion Chat 360.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Champion Chat 360. Today we have a huge, and I'm talking huge. I'm making my mouth look like a butthole. Huge. Podcast. We have the Gate Alliance on with us tonight. We'll be talking with the gentlemen. That is Mark, Doug, and Sean from MTS, Core, and HPN Nutrition. Big doings, but before we do that, Danica, my love, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm so excited for this podcast. I can't believe that it's happening,
yes,
really.
Seriously.
I think it's fucking amazing, but I am doing good over here. I'm definitely nearing the end of pregnancy and ready for baby girl to just like make her debut. It would be fantastic. So I put my best on Thanksgiving. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Wow. So. Okay.
I do. Yeah.
A little.
The turkey is going to be roasted. Like, yeah, I don't like my turkey burnt, so well done. That's about it. Not burnt.
Right. Oh, goodness. My favorite thing.
How are you doing?
Good. My favorite thing that you posted or that you sent to me the other day was my baby is the size of basically your baby in my stomach when yours was born. And I was like, Godspeed.
Yes. Fucking unreal. I don't know how my body is handling this. Like, my tits no longer look big anymore. Like, I don't know why I invested in money. Like, invested in boobs. Because my boobs look insignificant. Like, someone said to me, did your boobs shrink? I was like, no. My stomach is just so big.
Oh, my God.
So, I'm done.
Wow. Oh, wow. That's hilarious, and people are so stupid. I love it. They say so stupid things. I'm doing good. She does really pretty decent. She has had a couple of nights where she did, like, cluster feeding, which means for those who are not baby people, that means she eats pretty much nonstop. There was one night that I thought my nipples were going to fall off. I did a lactation consult, like I said last time. So it wasn't that it was hurting, like, painful that way. It was just, like, there, I just feel like there's nothing in here. Like, how is she even getting anything right now? But every 2 to 3 hours eating still. So tomorrow, which will be after when we post this on Monday, will be already done because we're recording on Friday. I'm going to the Boston show, which is the Northeastern, the Jay Cutler, that is NPC tomorrow. And I've had a little bit of anxiety about it all week. Because, one, I'm going out of the house for more than, you know, an hour or two. We're driving. It's going to be an all-day thing. So I thought, well, you know, why not go bigger and fucking go big, go huge.
So you're going to support people, right?
I have two girls in the show, and then I have Heather Mary that I'm helping. I'm supporting her. And then, obviously, Andrew has a whole bunch of people in there, too, so...
Yeah, that's awesome. I was gonna go, and then I realized that, like, it takes a lot out of me to, like, travel to work. So
yeah.
I was like, no. And my doctor did ask me recently, so no travel plans, right? And I was like, no, because I have a linebacker that's inside of me ready to – hike a football out my vagina.
So. I love it. Oh, she'll be perfect when she's born. I'm excited for the show. I forgot what we were talking about for a second. Sorry. I don't even know what day it is. If we didn't have this thing today, Danica, I wouldn't even know what day or time it was. I'm on like... is it time to feed the child again? The tiny human.
And on my brain.
I know. And we can talk about the kind of shit show that's happened today for this podcast. My power went out, which it never does because I have underlying power lines, and they went out. And I had to drive down to my mother's for a 45-minute drive to make this thing happen. And I'm like,
Yeah, and you brought everything. So it's your first time with like a quick like pack everything.
get it in, let's go. I even brought the dogs because I was like, well, they're fine in the dark, but I would feel like an asshole leaving them here. So baby girl has eaten and she is hanging out with Nana now, so that's a win for Nana and baby girl.
I'm sure Nana didn't mind at all.
I know. So your mom is actually in town and she was gonna stop by my house if it was close enough. Did you know
Yes,
that?
she's at a wedding, and I don't know how far away she is from you.
Yeah, it was 45 minutes is what I thought, but I guess it's 1 hour and 15. And I was like, yeah. And she's like, we it's a little too far. I was like, no, that was awesome. So.
I was like, you can't meet the little one before me, but she really wanted to.
We're gonna do our best to get to your other shower too, so no big deal. So let's talk show stuff.
Yay.
Do you have anyone in the shower?
I don't. I mean, yes, I have people that I'm excited
Yeah.
for, but I don't have anybody that is in the show. I'm really excited for Rachel,
Yes.
Andrew's fiance. I've been working with her. I'm posing probably every week now. She is just an amazing. She retains information really well, and she's an amazing learner. Like, she takes it and then applies it and then processes it, and then the next time I see her, it's fixed. So I'm really excited. It'll be her first show too, so that's really cool. I'm excited for Heather. That was I know that was like on the hush hush, but I knew it for a while, and I'm psyched for her. I know that, like, she loves this stuff, and good for her for being able to be like, I'm gonna do this for me, and I don't really need to tell anybody. I'm just gonna do it, which is awesome.
Yeah, it was kind of neat for her to just kind of like just go for it, and it like you did say, it was kind of on the down low, but she just didn't know she was going to do it. She actually wasn't going to do this one. She was going to do the one in, I believe she still is doing the one in, I believe it is now in 3 weeks. And she just kind of jumped into this one because she was feeling good so far in her prep. So she's like, so I think I'm going to do that one. And I was like, she's like, but I don't have anyone to go with. And I was like, well, let me think about it. Let me
Yeah.
see how my tiny human is, and then we'll go from there.
So are you bringing her?
Yes, that's why I'm a little bit nervous because I'm bringing her the
Yeah.
whole day.
That's a big show too. It's a long day.
Yeah,
I'd be nervous.
yeah, and we're gonna get there early so she can check in. So instead of being there around like 11 or even 10, I'm gonna be there around 8, which means leave like here around 6:30 for us, and then
Okay.
so and just because the
Holy crap.
yeah, so this is how life changed for me in this past 22 days. Besides having a tiny human attached to my chest, it's trying to organize like time for her, like as in trying to get her schedule and get her schedule, period.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, thinking, and my personality is I need to be there on time early and I need to have it all checks and balance, and like it takes me this long to get here and yada yada yada. It's funny because I'm already like, okay, that means I'm gonna have to leave my house by 6 just so I can stop and get us coffee. And then
Right.
means I'll get her feeding and stuff by 5 so I can leave my house by 6 just in case she's getting better or she's not taking a full hour. She's only taking maybe like 30 minutes at most. To eat, like we're getting it better.
Okay.
We're getting the pattern down a little better, and then I'll get ready. So I'm actually showered, and my hair is straight right now, so I can just throw some dry shampoo in the morning. I haven't done my hair
Got it.
or makeup since the day I went in to deliver.
Oh my God. Oh, well, this will be good for you to get.
It'll be fun. And I'm gonna she's really good at I do the baby wearing, so I got the Catan, so I strap her on and just walk around, and she's good in it, so we'll see how she does for the 2 or 3 hours of having to feed her, and my people
Yeah.
understand.
How's your body feel and stuff?
Oh yeah, I guess we could talk about that stuff, huh?
Other than tired.
Yeah, no, I actually feel pretty good. Like the other day we talked and I was like, yeah, no, I'm actually beat. I would love not to do anything. So my body, my vajay feels back to normal. Like there's no soreness anymore. The boobs are full of milk, so that needs to be like emptied by her, or I just started pumping. Just I pump maybe once a day just to kind of get a little extra so I can start building my storage for when I go back to work in about a week and a half or so, which is crazy too.
Oh my God, yeah.
I know. And my body feels better. I think I told you the first couple of days I felt like it was just like someone sucked out my insides and I was just like the skin left. That's
Yes.
basically how it felt. Like I started doing just little exercises, so I started doing little core exercises and glute bridges, drawing
Yes.
techniques. So I call my mini reverse crunches, and then I do like knee folds, so just a little bit of dead bugs, things like that, just to get my core back to strong. I did a little bit of upper body just with weights at home, but nothing crazy. Yeah, that's pretty much where I'm at with all that. Cardio has literally been just walking her outside. We went for a walk for in nature once. We went for a walk with the stroller and all that stuff. The first day, I think, I don't know if I told everyone, but the first time I went for a walk, it was like very small steps, and now I'm back to walking my normal pace.
Oh, good. So it's been 3 weeks, 4 weeks?
3 weeks.
3 weeks.
Yeah. So that's why the show will be a good little test run. I mean, it's a long day, but it'll be a good kind of, well, it won't be anything like it will be, but it's good to try to just see how everything will go. And I can get her to breastfeed in the Catan. I've already tried that too, so that's good. So I can hold her in the Catan if I don't want
Awesome.
to, if I can't hold her, hold her. Nice.
I have a Catan,
Yeah.
and Matt has a Catan.
Mike doesn't like his, but it's because he hasn't tried it more than once.
No?
No, he's like, I don't like him.
Oh, we opened it, and Matt was like, what do I do with this? Because
Yeah.
it's confusing at first.
Yeah. And, just go with the, what is it, the pictures, but you gotta have something to put in there. That's why, like, in a picture, I put, like, a doll in there for Mike once.
Yeah.
I like it a lot, though, because I like to wear when if she's not feeding. And she makes little coo sounds when she's in it. I don't know if it's because I'm walking and moving, and it's like just pushing air out of her, or she's actually cooing or not. It's so cute.
Oh, that is adorable.
Yes.
That is awesome. Does it feel good to be able to tie your shoes?
Yes. Yes, it is. It is nice to tie the shoes. It is nice to put like my regular underwear coming back on a little bit better. I don't have to wear like my diapers anymore.
Nice.
Some good stuff.
It is. So I just got, I don't know if you saw an email that I wrote, but I just
Yes.
got yesterday mail my compression socks.
Oh man.
Fucking great. It's awesome. They come in three colors, beige, white, and black. So,
Nice.
you know.
Yeah, they could be like your athletic
I
sock.
know.
Oh man.
It's not okay.
Oh.
I had them on today. I put them on this morning and I was like, this is happening. This is real life. It's happening.
That's
But you do what you gotta
right.
do.
When people bitch about prep now, you can be like, honestly, there's worse things in the world. Remember that. There's worse things.
There are way, yeah.
You could be wearing beige compression
There are way.
socks.
I would prep every single day, honestly. I would do a show all the time. I would prep for the Arnold. That was the most intense. I
Oh.
would rather do that than not be able to wipe my own ass from front to back. Because I can't reach. So.
Literally shit. Oh my God, I love it. Oh my gosh.
It's so sad. I told my mom, I was like, Mom, I don't even know if I got it all. I need to wipe myself and I can't reach.
That's
She's
it. Didn't we already post
not,
this?
what happened?
Did we post this already? But about the Big Daddy. I wipe my own ass. I wipe my own ass.
Oh. It's unreal, some of the things that, like, you start to be able to not do. Like, this is totally personal, but I really don't care. But my friend was like, oh, how's your sex life? And I was like, well, we try. Like, at least we're trying. And, like, there's no comfortable position. And she was like, well, can't you pleasure yourself? And I was like, I can't reach it. I need a go-go gadget arm.
Oh, jeez. Oh, no. The bump is too big. It's too big.
The bump is getting in the way.
I'm definitely
of clitoral stimulation.
We
Why?
Have to get you one of those really long ones. I'm sure the guys on the GAN Alliance will have something to say. They would love this conversation, I'm sure, because they would be like, oh, I'm sure we, like, this guy has this thing, and that is this. Jeez. I love it.
Oh, yeah. Andrew told me. I told Andrew. First I told him I can't shave. Like, I can't see anything.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, I have a back shaver. I could let you use it. And I was like, I'm not going to use your back shaver. But thanks, coach. And then he was like, oh, they have a wand. You could use a wand to manually stimulate yourself. I was like, of course you would have all the answers to this.
I love it. I love it.
Unreal.
That is awesome. Unreal. That's
the
awesome.
GAN Alliance would love this.
Oh my gosh. That's hilarious.
All right, but enough about us. Let's get started into our GAN Alliance podcast.
We already did our intro, but we're going to start it a little bit of an intro here too. So we can say, boom, we're going to crush this and we're going to be organic as fuck in our answering. Is that good? Did I get all the taglines in?
Yeah, but it's not crush this, it's crush it.
Oh, crush
and,
it. Well,
and mine's more like it's not a game, but boom works.
And you'll be receiving
right,
letters.
There's
you're probably going to get from all of our attorneys.
Well, I'm hoping that we're going to at least market all of it. Sorry, I should have said crush it. My bad. Danica, we've got these three large man meats that we get to talk to today. How excited are you about it?
Very excited. I'm excited to ask some questions that I think people probably wouldn't expect us to ask. I'm sure that they get interviewed often, and I have some questions for them that they probably don't get asked.
Yeah, so gentlemen,
I'm going to go ahead and jump in and say that any drug questions should be asked directly to Doug.
Got it. Noted.
That's something that's kind of on the list. No big deal.
He has the most experience out of the three of us.
Yeah, by far. By far.
And I'm talking personal use case.
Oh, that's only on the list, isn't it?
Oh, poor Doug.
There's two cycles, right?
Yeah.
6 months and then
oh, my God. It's a shit show. So they actually told us that they didn't need us to okay any questions, so we're just gonna say fuck it and go with it, because I think that's gonna be the best for these three gentlemen, because they are unique personalities, and when you get them all together, they're very fun to watch. If you've ever watched their YouTubes, they're all great guys. They're all business guys. They know their shit. They're into fitness, obviously, you know, a little bit, maybe into bodybuilding, I don't know. We'll talk about it. But we're going to also talk about stuff that they might not be comfortable with, because why not? We have them there. And we'll talk about a little bit about family stuff. But boys, gentlemen, why don't you each tell us a little bit about you?
Right.
All right. So I guess I'm going to introduce myself first. So my name is Sean Torbati. Mm-hmm. I'm the CEO of High Performance Nutrition. We are just like Core and MTS, a company that's based on and founded on a few, you know, key principles, which is taking care of our consumers by making products that are of the highest quality standard, which is not abstract like some people would have you believe. It's not something that is just inherent or a word that you just assign to yourself. It's measurable, right, by things like independent testing, certain standards for the types of ingredients you use, and moreover, the types of ingredients you don't use. So we started based on that. My background is in nutrition. I went to school for human nutrition, and when we joke about me being born to do this, it's because my mom's a dietitian as well, and I was raised in a household where, you know, we ate like, you know, based upon healthy eating principles since I was a kid. Like I always say that when I went to like birthday parties and stuff, my mom would come and take like some of the icing off my cake and be like, you know, you don't need all that icing. And that's just kind of the way I was brought up. So it's almost second nature to me that way. Yeah. So she was we refer to my mom as the original bro, the OB. So she
not like OBGYN for you.
No, yeah, she doesn't investigate down there.
No. No pap smears.
She's more concerned with what goes, you know, in the mouth of
or whether it's English.
Yeah.
You can put a lot of things in there.
Yeah, exactly. So
I was waiting for another dirty joke.
Anyway, so that's how I was raised. My interest in nutrition really picked up when I started wrestling in high school and I got fairly serious about it. Wrestling is a sport where you have to control your weight and you have to manipulate your weight if you want to be really good. You might have someone like me who started wrestling weighing almost 160 pounds, but by the time I got really, really serious and at a high level, I was wrestling at more like 135 pounds. Being able to carry your strength over and perform at your highest level while being at a weight that is much lower than you're used to requires not just great training, but perfect nutrition. So, you know, seeking her counsel on that and dialing in my nutrition at a very young age and becoming regimented about it, but in somewhat of a healthy way, as much as possible when you're, you know, trying to be a competitive athlete, that was my basis for really getting interested. And then from there, I became certified as a trainer, actually even before you're allowed to. I don't know if they've changed the standard now, but it's kind of a funny story that when I was 16, I had to like write a letter to get an exemption from the NASM to be able to take their exam because I was under 18. I wasn't even 16 yet, so I had to like have my mom come with me when I went and took my test. So I was really interested at a young age, and then I continued that in school, and I graduated from Michigan State University, and I wrestled there as well. Started a group of nutrition stores in California, and then from there got into the manufacturing side, and I've competed in that for bodybuilding as well, although I've decided that the competitive outlet is not really why I love bodybuilding. I love the discipline of the training and the diet. The show part was always my least favorite part, even though I coach a number of competitors as well. But the show part for me is always the least interesting part. I love the prep. So
yeah.
I continue this lifestyle, and I live it day in and day out without having to have a show in mind. But that's my background.
Well, I guess we're doing the long version.
I was just waiting.
Okay, let's cut it down to about 20% of that.
All right. Do you want to go next, or do you want to do our typical order?
I think it's usually Sean, you, then me, but yeah.
All right, I'll do
it. Sean took all our time. So,
I'll make this really quick. So I'm Doug Miller. I'm the CEO of Core Nutritionals. I also am the owner of the chain of retail stores down here called the Nutrition Corners. There's 7 stores down here. That's actually why Mark and Sean are here. We're doing a grand opening event for our Manassas store tomorrow. They're always great events when these guys show up. So they've come to we've come to do the Gains tour. So you might know about some of this for what we do in Australia. We travel around, we give seminars, we talk to people, we train. You know, we BS with people, and, you know, we connect with our consumers, and that's why we love doing this, because we actually, you know, are 3 CEOs that truly love what we do, and we live what we do. So we definitely practice what we preach, and that's really one of the other things that really sets us apart from the rest of the industry, and we're trying to spread that, you know, spread that message of quality and really caring about your consumer, as Sean said.
Yeah.
So just really briefly, my background. Yeah. I was always interested in, or I was very active in sports. I was talented, but I never had the size. So when it was time to go off to school, I decided to pursue academics over athletics. I really was missing that athletic outlet when I went to school. So, you know, I was about 130 pounds soaking wet. A buddy of mine got me into lifting freshman year in college, and immediately I responded extremely well to it. I put on 30 pounds of muscle and probably lean mass in about 6 months. So I was instantly hooked. I studied biochemistry and molecular biology and economics, and I started really researching my own online. at that time, there was really not a ton of information. This is back in like 1999 or something, 1998. So this was a long time ago. The internet was not as big as it is now. So, you know, I kind of had to kind of do a bunch of research on my own and just kind of experiment with things. And I've learned what worked for myself, and I continued to make those gains. And so after I left school, I competed in a natural bodybuilding show and had success there. I was working in economic litigation consulting as my primary job, but my passion was obviously health and fitness and nutrition. And I just really wasn't happy with the quality of the products that were on the market at the time. And so that's kind of where Core Nutritional was born. It was born out of really necessity for me. I needed a good meal replacement on the market that would fit my needs. So the first product we brought out was Core MRP, and that's a meal replacement both based on oat and barley fiber, a slower digesting carb, where a lot of the other, all the other meal replacements at the time were based on, you know, filler carbs like maltodextrin. Mm-hmm. So really, the company started out as just me designing products that I wanted to make that kind of stuck to my principles, the things that I wanted to see, which was, you know, no fillers, using true clinical doses, no proprietary blends. And to this day, you know, that was 12 years ago, and you know, we still stand behind those principles. So, and I think that's why, one of the reasons why Sean, Mark, and I get along so well is, you know, we definitely have the same kind of vision for our companies. And, you know, it makes working together, you know, very easy because we do see things very similar. What else? I think that's about it. I mean, so, you know.
He left out the part where he became the greatest natural bodybuilder of all time.
Right, exactly. And, no big
and
deal.
His rampant drug use. But other than that,
the Core really grew. My success in natural bodybuilding, winning the York Cup World Championships twice, you know, really helped get the name of Core out there. You know, it grew pretty quickly through natural bodybuilding, but really about 3 or 4 years ago, once I was able to step away from my day job and really focus on my passion, that's when it became bigger than natural bodybuilding. So since then, we've just been having fun bringing out new products, growing it internationally and across the states, and that's what we plan to continue to do.
So I'm Mark Loblander, Chief Marketing Officer at TigerFitness.com. I'm also CEO, owner of MTS Nutrition, and I started actually with a company called Cybation in 2004, and from there we pioneered the intra-workout category, which is basically popularized intra-workout BCA use with Xtend. That's honestly the biggest achievement, because that since then it's become a multi-$100 million category. Sold Cybation in 2011. From there we went on to, you know, basically with Tiger Fitness, launch MTS Nutrition. And like these guys, the reason I started Cybation as well was because, well, honestly, I worked for Weider Publications before that, so I got to see how supplement companies operated. And honestly, I saw it from the inside out. I don't know if anybody here actually worked within companies, but I'd actually go in and talk to the owners and CEOs. They were pretty transparent about how they'd hide things from consumers and and their acts. And the reason I left Weider, I was making stupid money at the time. You know, I was in my mid-early 20s, and I just didn't feel right doing that. I just didn't feel right at making a living off of these people basically by advertising and marketing programs and ripping people off. So long story short, I took a job. I founded a company called InStone with Sylvester Stallone. I don't do well when there's other people with big egos too. Well, InStone's ego is just enormous. Let's just say I didn't last too long as a partner with Sylvester Stallone. From there, I started Cybation, and that's that. And the reason I think, you know, going to my past, I played football, started as a power lifter, went into modeling a little bit, and I got ugly, so I became a bodybuilder, and yeah, semi-gay, not totally gay. Well, I wouldn't pay more, I should have gone completely gay. You know, throughout the years of competing, I ended up getting a pro card. Not a very good pro, I'm okay at it, but I've definitely maximized and overachieved on the genetics I was given. And that's just 3 years of consistency and hard work. And back to the brands, to surmise the Gains Alliance and why we all get along, is we all take each other's products, we all take our own products. You know, a lot of CEOs are the people who don't know what the hell's going on the manufacturing side. I've been doing this for, you know, 16 years. Or they're just fat guys in polo shirts, just businessmen who really don't have a passion. And I feel unless you are really immersed in your industry, for example, Sean and me just spent a week getting our Stage 2 EXOS, which is a high-level athletic training certification. One thing you'll notice about EXOS is that the trainers there, the coaches there, they live and breathe it. They know how to do it. They can demonstrate the moves. So if you're a coach, you tell somebody to do a drop step into a crossover, and you can't demonstrate it and do it yourself, how the hell are you going to coach people? So as bodybuilders, fitness enthusiasts, or just people who love it, we make products, and I think Doug usually touches on this, but he was too busy touching on himself. we make products that we want to take. And if you want to take them, hey, that's cool. But mainly when we formulate a product, we try to fit a need that we want within our program, within our diet. And all of us formulate with that in mind. And so that's why it's so awesome, because you'll see us if you come to any of the events this weekend, which I know this is probably we're way after that, but if you come to any of the events we go to, you'll see us pre-workout, like, okay, we're going to mix this pre-workout with this pre-workout. Okay, we'll have MTS Way, and we'll have some core MRP. Whatever. We'll just mix it up because we trust each other's products. So people ask, hey, what do you recommend? I'm like, there's only really two other brands I can vouch for other than my own. And the facilities manufacturer, that's another huge thing. A lot of brands, like, yeah, everybody's like, oh, SARMs, oh, this, oh, that. You realize if they're carrying products that are gray market or banned, they're not being manufactured in a proper NSF facility. That's something that a lot of people just overlook. So these are two guys that I vouch for. And again, our thing is people aren't going to remain 100% brand loyal. So our thing is, hey, here's three brands. One of them's mine. So if you're going to make a choice, make sure it's one of these three. That gives you variety between the three of us. We have everything you need, from MRPs to post-workouts to pre-workouts to overall health and wellness to even mitochondria products. So, I mean, we cover everything. So I think that kind of goes over who we are and why the hell we're sitting here on one couch.
Cuddling.
Yes, we're just cuddling.
Yes. One of the things I love about you guys coming together is that you guys are so not that you guys are great cuddlers, but that you guys are all supporting each other. That's amazing. And you don't get that a lot in business and in, I would say, sports. Sometimes, like you said, Mark, ego gets in the way. So I want to, you know, congratulate you guys on not being dickheads that much. Just, you know, some kind of dickheads in some areas of your lives can be fine. But as you guys work together, that's awesome. I appreciate that as a consumer of your products.
Yeah.
That's an amazing thing. And as a consumer, it makes me trust you more, each one of you, because you guys aren't just, you know, out there saying, I'm the best. You're like, no, I am good, but these are also great. So one of the questions I have for each one of you is, what is one supplement you like of your Alliance's brand and why?
Definitely not corporate. Inside joke, we're not going to go. It's Corpro's a great protein product. Who wants to kick this off? I hate all their products.
I'm going to go with, like, Mark's MTS Way. I mean, it is definitely, the best taste. If you're looking for, a whey isolate concentrate blend, it's definitely, the best tasting on the market by far, and the variety of flavors. I mean, as a retailer that sells his products, it's definitely, our top-selling whey protein. The taste is amazing. The profile, he's one of the ones who brought the issue of amino spiking and the kind of the disingenuous things people were doing in the industry or to protein powder specifically to the market. Mark spent a lot of his own money to independently test his products, which he doesn't need to do, but he does it anyway to for himself and also for the consumer, obviously.
And for the record, we also tested Core Pro through Tiger Testing, and it came out perfect, which we expected.
So I gotta say the MTS Way, it's a no-brainer.
Then I'll pick up and say that my favorite product in the core line, and one that I use daily, is the ABC. That's the branched-chain amino acid product. And the reason why I find that one particularly valuable is that it doesn't use any artificial color, which is a huge thing that people don't consider, because oftentimes if you're someone who trains very hard, you drink BCAA not just during your training, but you also drink it throughout the day. You might have a scoop when you wake up, between meals, before bed. And cumulatively, if you use a product with artificial color, you end up consuming quite a bit of it. And what happens is you end up hurting your digestive tract. You end up potentially causing issues down the line for yourself, reproductive issues, things that they really don't have nailed down yet. Links to attention deficit disorder. There's countries that don't even allow some of these artificial colors. So having it not be in the product is huge for me. since I consume it all day. And secondly, Core ABC comes with a full serving of carnitine and beta-alanine, which is the number one way to buffer lactic acid. So you have your branched-chain amino acid product that's helping you protect lean muscle, but simultaneously you're getting a really awesome dose of another ingredient that is typically not found in a BCAA, an expensive one at that. So having those two things makes Core ABC the perfect branched-chain amino acid product for me.
Yeah, and I'm going to have to just go with his flagship, which is NR. Niagen, which is HPNR. The reason being is that it has so many beneficial effects on mitochondria, metabolism, anti-aging benefits, overall health benefits. If you're like my daughter, she's been taking it for the past 3 years due to its post-concussion benefits. You get a concussion, it prevents neuron death. Really, it should be right up there with your multivitamins. So that'd be my choice. So I think that really kind of sums up. Those are, but I mean, I take his PA7. I have Core MRP in my house right now at my office. You know, it's one of those where I mix and match, you know.
Mm-hmm. So one thing that we're talking a lot about supplements, but one thing I'm kind of interested in, you guys have established yourself. You're all huge in this industry. What is one mistake that you've made, whether it be personally, like developing yourself or with your company, that you've learned from that mistake and you've been able to take it and apply it or go in a different direction that has helped you with your success?
All right, so I'll jump in on this one. This is something, it's actually related to kind of bodybuilding in general and bodybuilding training, nutrition, and that is sweating the really small minutiae. I think a lot of people, when they first get into bodybuilding, I know this was me as an early bodybuilder when I was 22 or something like that, you know, I had to eat every 2 hours on the hour. If I didn't eat, you know, that in 2 hours, man, I felt like I was going to lose 5 pounds of muscle, mm-hmm. right? Like I stressed over all the little things. Oh, I didn't take my supplement it was 15 minutes too late or something like that, right? So all those little minutiae, I would stress over. And I see this a lot with a lot of the clients that I work with is they freak out over this little stuff, which honestly, the process of freaking out over it, you know, stressing about it, raising cortisol levels is way worse than the act that you did or didn't do. And so I actually found that I made much better progress, much better gains, really after I met my wife and, you know, she had me chill out a little bit, you know, and, you know.
Kind of, for example, now he can go up to 2.5 hours.
Yeah, you know, maybe sometimes two and three quarters, but... We should eat some.
Yeah, it's probably, he's still crying.
But so, like, learning to not sweat all those small little details, because at the end of the day, like, worrying about all those little things is far worse than those little things that, you know, may or may not really have an effect. So I think a lot of young bodybuilders and physique competitors, bikini competitors, whatever, really micromanage all those little tiny details. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't be on point with a lot of things, but you kind of have to loosen up a little bit and not be so rigid and controlled by this sport, which should be healthy, and a lot of people become obsessive compulsive about it and have a lot of other issues. So once I learned to not do that, I made, you know, way more gains.
Yeah, and do you feel like you apply that principle to other areas of your life too, not just with, like, fitness?
Absolutely, 100%.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, honestly, as my businesses grow, it's like I can't micromanage. Like, I used to like to have control over everything, and now, you know, my big thing is I'm learning to empower all my employees because I have to trust that I put the right person in place to do the right thing at that time, because I can't possibly make the hundreds of decisions that need to get made on a daily basis.
Yeah.
So absolutely, letting go of some of those little things that you try to micromanage and control definitely applies to business, especially as you're growing.
Right.
And I think that's a huge thing, is being able to take lessons from one area of your life and apply them to other areas. I mean, this happened multiple times this past week when we were at the Exos, the training certification course. We were learning things that were being taught to us in a framework and mindset of being for fitness training or athletic performance training, but I was realizing the carryover into business or personal life and et cetera. Similarly, like Doug, you know, just like a quick example, when we first started and we were shipping, you know, 10 orders a day off from our website, I would actually like hand sign every invoice that it was correct, or like, you know, want to see every order before it went out. But those things become impossible as you grow. So you have to learn how to trust other people to do the job that they have to do. And if you don't, it actually demotivates them, because it feels like that you don't trust that they can accomplish the task that you've set before them. But my personal thing that I've had to, that I did, the mistake I made early on, was I think I over narrowed my market focus. And that's something that I think a lot of people might do. You might think that you have a very, very specific target market that is maybe too specific, and that you need to reevaluate it. But moreover, I think identifying exactly your market, your position, you know, in the market, and who you're going for is a big thing in any kind of business. If you want to be successful, if you don't have a clear vision of that, then you're going to limit your growth and your success potential. When we started, we were really, really targeting professional athletic teams, where we would, you know, want to get contracts with different teams, especially in our area. I'm in the LA area. Mm-hmm. So we were, you know, working with the Dodgers and the Angels, the Lakers, the Clippers, the teams like that. And what I found after, you know, about a year and a half of working on this, was that we're able to get a lot of these deals because of the testing we do, but it was a huge waste of time compared to trying to spread the word about these products to consumers who cared what they were putting in their bodies, because there's a lot more people like that than there are pro athletes. Mm-hmm. And the example I give is that if you add up all the pro athletes in all the sports in the United States, you have less people than go to one or two very busy gyms. Mm-hmm. Like in my area, one of the bigger gyms has about 5,000 members. You know, that's more people than there are in the whole NFL. So mm-hmm. being able to, you know, select the right market for your business is huge. That's a big one for me.
Awesome.
Yeah, obviously both of theirs echo exactly what I found, my dear Sha. One thing is reaction to stress and handling stress and not letting it get to you. And, you know, also something I read, I recommend this book to everybody, is called Choice Theory by Glassner, is the author. And the thing is, you give people you don't use external control psychology. So you work with that, which is something which is really tough, because I grew up in a military household. My mother served in Israel in the military. But another thing is that as far as when you have stress, you know, stress is an issue. You're going to get good stress, which is often referred to as you stress or bad stress. My thing is, you know, I used to go to trade shows, like, what if this doesn't show up? And sometimes it didn't. Guess what? The show went on.
Yeah.
So my whole thing is the reaction to stress. Reaction to stress, to be able to adapt to what you have. For example, I'm going to use Exos again. I actually prepared for something different than what I needed to prepare for.
Mm-hmm.
So I adapted on the fly. Humans are very adaptive. And, you know, as individuals, if you're going to be, you have to be able to adapt to market trends, to market changes, and to all that good stuff. And also, sometimes everything isn't perfect. Just go with it, make the best of what it is, and chances are no one even knows what your mistake is. So, you know, just adapt and react to stress in a positive way.
Right. That totally makes sense. And like you guys were saying, you know, being so focused on all the small shit makes you lose focus on the big picture. And
absolutely.
And then before you know it, you're losing sight of what you're actually working towards. Or you're missing out on great opportunities that may have been right in front of you, but you were so focused on the detail.
Yeah, absolutely.
One of the things I love about you guys is that you're so well-rounded. And one of the reasons why we call this Champion Chat 360 is because it's all about that. It's about the fitness. It's about being better in your own personal life of business or work and family. And you know, we both just started our families. I have a 22-day-old and Danica's pregnant. One of the best things I saw recently was Mark, your daughter was doing the deadlifts, and that was awesome. And just seeing some of the stuff that you do with your kids. Yeah, that's...
Yeah, Doug did her cycle.
So how do you guys balance taking on the world at such a high level and family too, and not losing that family time?
So we get asked this question, I think, probably...
Well, I almost said...
We actually just did a video. It was probably, Balance and... Yeah, when we were out of Sean's, we just did a video on this. I think there's a couple principles you have to keep in mind. And then I think there's certain you know, seasons in people's lives and careers that you have to understand that you, unfortunately, you're really not going to have balance. Mm-hmm. It's just if you want something great, you know, sometimes there are some sacrifices that you have to make. I mean, it's just, you know, I'm coming to this realization and, you know, we try our best for balance, but there are periods of times that there isn't balance. I mean, these guys were at this training seminar all week and they have this weekend before Halloween and they're here doing events here. Right. You know, obviously that's not necessarily ideal for family life right now, but it is ideal for, you know, building the businesses and continuing the mission of the brands that we've started. And, you know, that will all pay off, you know, long run. And, you know, I think all our kids and our families will reap the benefits of those things. But number one is that you have to understand there are going to be periods of time where you don't have balance. Anybody who has achieved anything great in life has periods of time where they're just maniacal about getting, you know, stuff done. With that being said, I think the way that we have come up with kind of best answering this is that when you're focusing on, you know, one thing, and you guys can touch on this a little bit more, the idea is give it your all to that one thing that you're doing, right? So when that's, you know, spending time with your family or, you know, having a date night, focus on your spouse, focus on your kids, right? Don't worry necessarily or be totally distracted and not really present because you're worried about all those other things off to the side. Now, we say these things, but, you know, we're human too, and, you know, I know I struggle with these things at times, but that is our, you know, at least, you know, my best response to that is that you really have to focus entirely on those things. When you're trying to acquire new accounts or design a new product or whatever, give that your all. Focus, you know, as you guys say, give it your one, you know, go 120 on it, right? I think that's the best way to put it is that, I try to compartmentalize things. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when I'm doing something, I'm trying to, quote unquote, crush it, right? Like, I'm focused entirely on that, whether that's a social or a relationship thing, or maybe it's business, or maybe it's even in the gym. It's, you know, really focusing on the time that I get to spend in the gym to, you know, not waste my time where I'm, you know, texting with a bunch of friends or even my wife or clients or responding to a gazillion emails during my training. I'm trying to focus on this thing so I'm most efficient at those things when I'm doing them.
Yeah.
I mean, you're never going to achieve balance.
Right.
I mean, there's a book written by Grover. It's from Good to Great to Unstoppable. He was Jordan's trainer, Kobe's trainer, Dwayne Wade's trainer. And he had a cleaners can't be cleaners. Cleaners is the best of the best. That's your Kobe's. That's your Jordan's. At everything you do. However, we try. You know, and we're going to fail and we're going to get back down. But when we're with our respected areas in life, we give it our all. And that's really all you can do. Because right now, I'm completely unbalanced. Completely unbalanced. But I'll tell you what. On weekends, when I'm at soccer, I'm the dude, you know, so I spend every waking moment with my kids when I can. So, you know, it's one of those things, you just do the best you can, because sometimes, like I said earlier, reacting to stress, you know, you can't always have the perfect setup.
Yeah.
And I think that's just to round it out, I think that is the final thought, is that this balance, it doesn't come from an even ratio. It's not, when you talk about balance, it's not to say that your time is divided in so many equal pieces, because some things just do take more time than others. And sometimes you have to sacrifice one part of the whole to add it to another. Like, you know, this past week it's been sleep. You sacrifice some sleep in order to get more things done, because if we want to give 10 hours to learning about functional training and performance athletic training, but at the same time we have, you know, 8 hours of work that we need to do, office work, and we need to do a 2-hour workout, well, that doesn't leave a whole lot of time for sleep, so that's going to probably get sacrificed a little bit. But that's not the order that you maintain forever. It's just in a temporary basis. So this idea of balance, you can't project it in a way that is fixed. It's so varying. It's always changing. But the desire to give all things the attention that they need, if you constantly maintain that, that's how you find your balance.
Yeah.
You can't define it as a fixed thing, but the truth of it is it's a desire. It comes from wanting to have everything be the best it can in terms of the best family life, the best relationship life, the best time for your kids with Mark and Doug. I don't pay child support or see my kids. So,
you shouldn't.
Yeah, so just kidding. But you give each thing the time that it needs and you desire to do that, I think that's how you ultimately achieve that balance.
Yeah.
I love that. My husband, I asked him this question when we had him on because I find that I definitely think he's my role model when it comes to this stuff. And he said, he wants to strive to perfect everything in his life that is important to him. And sometimes that means giving a little bit more attention to one thing, and that's okay, but he wants to be the best son or be the best brother or be the best husband, be the best employee, be the best friend. And if that means take 2 minutes out of your time and call your mom to say hello, then you're working towards perfecting that piece of you, and that's how he creates balance in his life. And I love that. Like, I strive to do that, and I think that's a good way to look at it too, because you're not always going to have your shit together, and it's going to be off balance, and who the fuck cares? Like, this idea of balance has been so skewed, especially in the fitness world. But you guys all bring up a good point.
Profound. You guys are out-cursing us.
Yeah.
We're completely out-cursing us. I need to up the dose.
Yeah, we curse like sailors. Remember, one is pregnant, one is sleep deprived, so we'll just curse whenever.
I did not know that pregnancy caused cursing.
It does.
Obviously,
you didn't know that?
Hormones? That correlation.
Hormones? What to expect when a
girl. Well, I understand hormones, and I also understand that being pregnant, you have 100% chance that she puts out, so that's usually the girl I hit on. But I mean, it's just, it's just
big. There's not going to be any pregnancy scares.
No, no pregnancy scares. It's not yours.
But speaking about hormones, especially exogenous ones, Doug is the real expert here.
Oh, Jesus.
I know hormones.
Doug, this was probably, it was exactly a year ago, and you and I did the Yorton Cup together, and we both won. Two years ago, but I think Doug said this to me a year ago. So last year when the Yorton was here, I talked to you about kind of a little bit about balance and stuff, and you said something that will always stay with me. You told me that, you know, this doesn't define you, and when you die, you don't want to be known as the world champion bodybuilder, but rather a great husband, father, friend, employer. Which I love that.
Yeah, who said that to you?
That was a smart man. Yeah, but I love that, and you're reiterating it right now.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's exactly right. I mean, sometimes I think a lot of people in the sport get wrapped up into that, and they become consumed, and, you know, I was guilty of that for sure at, you know, periods of time, especially when you're deep in prep, and, you know, but that at the end of the day, you know, that's not what is going to define you. It's not, you know, I hope what defines me. And so, you know, I just try to keep that in mind. And people ask me, well, when are you competing? Yeah, I have no idea. You know, I might not. And I don't really care. And it's kind of like right now the stage doesn't really mean anything to me. I just love training. You know, I love living a lifestyle. I love eating right. I love supplements, you know, and so, you know, this is an industry, and I'm in a, you know, blessed to be able to do what I love for a living. So I'm not going to, you know, feel pressure to step on stage at any time, especially for anyone other than, you know, myself. It has to be like a perfect situation.
Right.
I mean, it doesn't mean you can't be a role model to other people.
When you compete again, because of the organizations now are really messed up, and I'd love to hear your guys's input on that a little bit, or would you go? Or
so I mean, I don't really, you know, I say natty for myself. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not really doing it so that, you know, I can win this title or win that title. I do it because it's my choice. And I'll be perfectly honest with you, if I come back to compete again, I'm still going to be natty, and I'm most likely going to be competing on an NPC stage. So, you know, unfortunately, I'm not a huge fan of what is going on in natural bodybuilding now. I think a lot of the things that have happened over the last year, as you can see with show turnouts, has started to kill natural bodybuilding. And I'm hoping there's a big resurgence next year and in the coming years. I don't know if that's going to happen. You know, I was really sad to see some of the things that have happened over the past year. But to be honest, for me, it's like I'm most likely going to try to shoot for the Team Universe if I ever compete again, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's not that I support all those organizations, because I do. We sponsor a ton of shows, and I fully support those. It's just, you know, I've kind of done my thing in those organizations, and now it would be time to try something else.
Yeah,
we agree.
Natural bodybuilding has gone the wrong way. Too many egos got involved. Matt Sheffield has a small penis. Matt Sheffield's just insane. I know you guys try to remain politically correct. That motherfucker reported me on Facebook, and to this day, I still think he needs to fucking nuts him. I fucking hate that guy. He's a fucking weasel little fucking pervert. I just want to fucking punch him in the face. All I was doing is trying to promote a natural bodybuilding show to fucking money to charity.
Well, that escalated quickly.
Yeah, I love this show. I was going to personally donate 20 G's plus to charity, and that small dick, fucking four-eyed motherfucker, comes at me and fucking reports me on Facebook. I fucking hate that guy. God, what'd you put in that protein powder, Doug?
Oh my God, I love it.
I really hate that show.
I think there's a warrant out for his arrest. Oh my gosh.
I've been talking about that. I had to get it off my chest.
Drop the mic, walk away.
No, I really think that natural bodybuilding isn't big enough to have 400,000 organizations. You all know why the NPC is so big?
Mm-hmm.
Because drug guys stick together. They have one real good pro card. They have a couple mediocre ones, which I have. And then they're like, hey, you know what? Here we go. They don't have the infighting. And if they try the NPC, I'm not saying you don't need competition, but dude, what does a pro card mean anymore?
Mm-hmm.
There's IFPA, there's WB, whatever, WNBF, there's ANBF, there's fucking whatever that NGA, there's QVC, fucking Home Shopping Network. I mean, it's fucking stupid. What does a fucking pro card mean anymore? They've totally devalued and watered down the fucking sport.
Everybody and their mother gets it. But do you think that if this entitlement thing is a generation thing? Because I don't know if you see it.
Matt Sheffield's like 7 years old. Oh,
well, I'm not quite sure I understand the question. What do you mean entitlement in this situation?
Okay, so like you feel entitled that you're going to win no matter what. So I have younger siblings, and I remember even when I was little, like if you didn't win, you didn't win. Like you didn't get a trophy. Not every motherfucker got a trophy. So nowadays, I feel like everybody gets a trophy no matter what.
Yeah, well, I think that's kind of, I don't know if that's generational. I think that's programmed. Because everybody's afraid to hurt people's feelings. Like you said, in Little League and everything, and everybody gets participation medals.
Because of Obama.
Yeah, I blame Obama 100%.
Let's blame Obama.
Obama.
I mean, that just goes, but at the end of the day, I just think it's, everybody's afraid to hurt feelings. I remember Kevin Harrison for the Steelers, his kid got a participation medal, he threw it away.
Hmm.
Said, you don't get that unless you win. You don't get an award. And I think we kind of lost that drive because everybody's too afraid to hurt someone's fucking feelings. Let me tell you this, in the business world, if we slap, guess what? Someone's going to put us out of business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Life ain't fucking fair. So you raise these kids, these little fucking everybody as a trophy, you end up with a bunch of fucking Bernie Sanders voters.
Perfect. I love it.
It's true, though.
Yeah.
It is. I just say it not eloquently.
Yeah. And by the way, Market is running for House of Representatives.
We've decided this tonight. Yeah.
The Gaines Alliance.
2022. I think 2022 is a good year.
Yeah.
Yeah, Congress. No, this is Jeff. I've been wanting to get into politics, and I really think if Donald Trump can do it, anyone can. So,
I agree.
He's in. Oh, man. He does have a lot of incriminating videos and stuff, but we think it's going to actually help the
that's our platform.
I'm the campaign manager. Yeah, he's in charge of grabbing pussies.
Love it.
Which doesn't make sense, because think about it. You can bowling ball a vagina, you can just grab it.
You just got to have a hook hand.
All right.
That's kind of like my old high school.
Sorry, we have a lot of insight. We spend way too too much time together.
Oh, I love it.
No, that's a perfect segue. we like it, Alan. We actually, one of our little taglines is we go.
Did you say perfect segue?
Yes.
Perfect segue.
Because we like to go deep and hard with no loop.
Off so good.
We go real deep, real hard, real fast.
Oh, so it actually is a perfect segue.
Yes.
What the hell is they're pregnant?
I'm getting
that's how
now we know why they're pregnant.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Hey.
All right. What's the next question?
Go ahead, Danica.
So next question. This is why we kind of just segued into real deep, real fast. But so what's one insecurity that you have?
I'm pretty much perfect.
Yeah.
Love it.
Oh, come on.
Our cows.
Yeah, for Mark and I, it's definitely our cows.
Yeah, cows.
Yeah.
No,
we don't take
physical.
Pictures from certain.
Can't be physical.
Oh, it's not physical?
Oh shit. I love to cuddle, but that's not an insecurity.
I just always put myself second. I always just like to just make sure that the girl is taken care of.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he's just a producer of multiple orgasms at all times.
Sean, are you single? Is that what you're trying to?
That's why I got a single. Shit, insecurities? I don't know.
No, I'm not actually.
I was gonna say we have a lot
of email that out. Yeah, no, I'm not. I do have a girlfriend. Yeah, but it's because of my lack of selfishness.
Giver.
Yeah, that aren't
physical. Like what? Not aren't physical?
Yeah.
Or something that like you.
I think we're pretty great.
You kind of doubt a little bit, or because obviously when you guys do interviews or when you guys go on like guest speaking and stuff like that, you're very confident in what you're doing, right? What's something that trips you up a little bit?
You know what? I don't want to sound arrogant, but I kind of got over that shit years ago.
So what was it?
Like, I don't even remember. It's like, I guess when I was young, I had, but that's physical because I was kind of bigger as a kid. So I had issues being overweight, but I kind of got over that. And that's physical, so like emotional and mental, none that really affected me, none that I could really think of. No, I've always been pretty confident.
Okay.
Almost overconfident. Yeah, I don't really know.
I mean, for me, it's like I am sometimes, I actually care what people think too much. I don't know if that's an issue.
I think that could be.
I don't think that's an insecurity, but like, you know, I do want people to think of me in a certain way. And, you know, I guess sometimes, you know, it bothers me with insecurity. If I'm insecure if I come across, you know, I guess I'm worried about what other people are going to think based on something that I do or I say. So, I mean, I think that happens a lot because, you know, I can't 100% say just fuck it and I don't care about, you know, what anyone else thinks. You know, I try to strive to get to that point because at the end of the day, I think that's a pretty good attitude. But I think there's a small group of people that I really, truly care what they think.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I let that group of people get too big where it really doesn't matter what Joe or Susie or whatever, you know, think about something I did or I said. So as long as I'm kind of sticking to my true core values and beliefs, then, you know, I can't really worry about what those other people think, but I definitely struggle with that.
Yeah.
And here's one thing that's not, it's not really a fear or an insecurity, but I think this is something we didn't think about. But one thing that I think is kind of a, not a fear, but a concern daily now is that at one point in the past, for all of us, Mark and Doug, maybe a little bit further in the past than myself, we were really only responsible for ourselves and our family in terms of like our businesses. They didn't immediately affect people outside of our family and ourselves. As my company has grown in the last few years, you know, we've gone to just having like one, two employees to now, you know, getting closer to like 15 employees, and I'm sure very, very soon 20 employees who don't do anything else other than play their role in HPN, whatever it is. So whether it's, you know, in the marketing, in the shipping, in customer service or whatever, having the responsibility now of our business for them and their families, that's something that I take very seriously. That's something I'm simultaneously very proud of, but also have the amount of concern over, because I want to make sure that these people who have placed their trust and their, you know, their commitment in us are taken care of and can grow with us and continue to get more and more opportunities to advance themselves as well.
I honestly think that's just being a good dude. I don't think that's a negative thing.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't think a lot of these things are negative, but that's something that is an insecurity. I'm always thinking about that as I'm taking action.
I agree. That's actually one of the things I said to Danica when we were starting this podcast before you guys got on. We were talking about your guys' personalities. That's one thing that I do appreciate about each one of your personalities is that even if none of you were as boisterous as you are, one thing that I get just from watching you is how much you care about your group of people, whether it's your company, your family, your friends. You guys have this really good loyalty that you really want to keep people, you know, moving forward. And that's something I really appreciate about you guys.
Yeah, I think we all genuinely care about ourselves and our companies, and we highly value our employees, but also each other. I mean, mm-hmm. The time that Doug and Mark put into coming out and visit me a few months ago, going to Tiger Finishers and filming stuff with Mark, coming here and doing these events, and then, of course, doing events all together, which are not for any one of us, but like the Gaines Tour in Australia or the Gaines Tour in the UK, doing these things together, we all are putting our time into all of them, and so we appreciate each other. We have a healthy amount of respect for each other's time, too, so we value all these relationships that, you know, are both within our companies and intercompany relationships. So, I mean, even our employees know each other, you know, like our employees within our companies all have relationships, too, so it's a very, very cool dynamic that we've created over the last few years.
I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, if you're, you know, in business and building these, you can be very successful in business and, you know, build a great empire, you know, make a lot of money and all those things. But at the end of the day, if you don't have that great group of people around you, you become a very bitter, lonely, you know, old man at the end of the day. So it's very easy to me to care about my people and, you know, be, you know, try to take care of everyone around me, because without them, one, you know, I'm not going to get the enjoyment out of my life that, you know, I would otherwise. So, you know, they are so important. And, you know, without them, we couldn't do what, you know, all the things that we do, and couldn't have had the success that we've had without them. So it's really important to take care of you.
Yeah, I think for the three of us, more satisfaction than seeing people around us do well. I mean, I rarely front about this. Like, I'm not a flashy person in terms of social media and stuff, but I'm not 30 years old and I literally am living exactly my 100% my dream. Every single day feels like my birthday. I wake up and go to bed. So I have everything I want in terms of, you know, both emotional and physical fulfillment. And I get to do exactly what I love to do every day. So at this point, seeing people who are on my team, like, get their, you know, get something that's a goal of theirs that they've wanted to achieve, or seeing them, you know, have some kind of new level of fulfillment does more for me than getting a new car or, you know, going to some place or buying things or any amount of money. It means more, and it does more for me in terms of satisfaction.
Likewise.
So one thing that I want to end on is, and each one of you can take a different category if you want, I don't care, or you can do your favorite, but again, with the whole 360 lifestyle in mind, what's one book or certification or thing, motivational clip, whatever it is, that you would recommend to our listeners?
Go with Mindset by Carol Dweck. Good book. It delves into a lot of things, athletic, as well as I can ramble off on 10 books, but I think Mindset mm-hmm. was just a good book to start on how to approach things, by Carol Dweck. It's a very good book.
I'm going to say something. I'm just going to go with the theory of recency here. I want to talk about how awesome this EXOS certification was, because I'm assuming that we have a pretty well skewed fitness viewership here, or at least fitness related, to where this EXO certification, where if you're someone who, and this is not even me, Mark and I, but if you're someone who is very, very passionate about being the best, not even personal trainer, but the best coach you can be. And when I say coach, I mean anyone who works with people mm-hmm. in terms of helping them unlock more of their potential. That doesn't even have to be physical, because a lot of the lessons we learned, they were presented in a training framework, in a performance framework, that you can apply them as an employer in any business. Just learning how to get more out of people, about how to cue them, about how to identify what they're doing right and wrong, and how to best approach that and teach that. A framework for that is something that's been presented in the in this EXO system, and I think it's applicable both in and out of fitness.
So for me, it's there's a book that it's called Good to Great. It's by Jim Collins. Mm-hmm. We actually discussed, so we have a monthly managers meeting across for all the stores, and this is actually a book that my general manager, Carl Frady, kind of brought to my attention early on when we started developing this chain of stores. We actually discussed portions of the book at every meeting. It's basically, you know, what does it take to take a company from being good to great? Mm-hmm. And there's just a lot of, it's actually an extremely intense kind of research book, mm-hmm. but there's all these principles that they, from their research that they come up with that, you know, all of their characteristics of great come. And so that has been a really valuable, a valuable tool for us.
Awesome. There's one book that you guys kind of all remind me of, Blue Ocean Strategy. I don't know if you guys have read that one, but it talks about that everybody goes to, there's this huge blue ocean that we live in, and but everybody goes towards like the same shit and the same thing, and so it's this red ocean that we go because it's all sharks like attacking themselves and egos getting in the way, when there's this huge blue ocean to kind of create your own self, and you guys have done that so well. But that's a really good book that I always think of you three when it comes to that.
Yeah, that's actually a great way to look at it, is that there's so much space and there's so much room, mm-hmm. Not just in fitness, but in any industry. There's so many ways that you can differentiate yourself, and Mark always talks about this, your positioning and your differentiation. There's so many different positions and so many ways to differentiate yourself within each position that to get stuck in any one or to go to the easiest one that you've seen someone else do is foolish if it doesn't fit your characteristics and your core competencies.
Well, and then if you're going to own a business, positioning by all reason, Jack Trout's the Bible for business. I mean, so there's so many. I mean, we can ramble on, but mm-hmm. at the end of the day, just keep learning. You know, Sean and I don't make money coaching people. That's not how we pay our bills. We went to Access to expand our knowledge.
Yeah.
And just don't stop learning. There's always more to learn. You never know it all.
Yeah, I love that.
That's perfect. So to bring this into a nice little bow, the way we end this, gentlemen, and we really do value your time. We appreciate you taking out the time of just talking with us about, you know, you guys have so much to do, and we just value you and everything that you're doing for our industry and for the supplement company and everything. So one last thing is, what is one thing that you're each thankful for or grateful for today, this week, and just take it from there.
I'll go first. I'm thankful that in a landscape that, you know, like we said, there is so much opportunity, but at the same time, it is so saturated and so competitive that in the last few years, I've been able to form such a good, healthy partnership with Mark and with Doug to be able to have this Gains Alliance where we can reach a lot more consumers collectively by combining our voice rather than trying to do it individually. Mm-hmm. And we've been able to make a great impact where I feel that we're actually forcing the standards of the entire industry to come up, and we're exposing people who don't do the right thing and shedding light on them so consumers can make informed decisions, where as in the past they have gotten, you know, these people have gotten away with it because consumers were uneducated and no one was bringing this information up. But now, I mean, like Doug, like you say, with one of the first companies to really highlight non-proprietary blend product, now consumers are demanding this. They want to know what's in their products. They want to see, are they made in the right place? Are they tested? Do they have this ingredient or that? Do they have the correct dosages of ingredients? You know, even like 5 years ago, no one was doing this. And so I'm very thankful that we've actually been able to make a meaningful impact in our industry, because not a lot of people can say that they've done that in an industry. You know, really started a fundamental change in the way consumers buy products.
We couldn't have done it alone.
Yeah.
We couldn't have done it alone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, just touching on something we just talked about, you know, I'm thankful for the people in the support, my support team, and that, you know, starts at home. You know, it starts with, you know, my wife basically taking care of Jackson while I'm doing these, you know, working. You know, I'm very fortunate that I happen to love my work. So, you know, without having her support and her, you know, Just the input, being able to, you know, get advice from her when nobody else, there's no one else really to talk to me about certain things. You know, I really appreciate that. And then my support staff, which goes to my employees at CORE and the nutrition corner, you know, I think we've, you know, there's always periods of time where there's kind of issues with some employees, but I think we're at a point now that we have a really, really solid CORE team. No pun intended there. I mean, just a really, really great group of guys and girls that work together. And so I'm just thankful to have them, you know, share in my vision for what we're trying to do in the industry.
Yeah.
You know, on that note, you know, they say in there was one Pope who said, count all your friends on one hand, you're a lucky person, you know, and I've been fortunate to actually, you know, back to Doug, you know, holding down the fort at home. It's not easy. The highest rate of divorce, I believe it was, that we looked it up, was CEOs. We're really not good at personal life. I mean, we're so focused on business growth. And I think, you know, I have three kids at home, and Katie being able to hold down that fort as well as work full time. I mean, for the companies, you know, that's something there. But, you know, I've managed between my partner, Chad, Doug, Sean. I mean, you know, we've been able to really do some cool things in this industry. And, you know, those are things you can't do alone. I mean, you could do some things alone, but we're not trying to just look, let's be real here. We come out with a bullshit proprietary blend overhyped product, which all make a lot of money. We know how to do it. I have a degree in marketing. Hell, I lecture on marketing. It's what I fucking do. I just couldn't look my kids in the eye and look myself in the mirror if I did it. You know, so we're not just trying to sell a product. We're trying to not just fix, but we're trying to create something special here. And people are following. You're seeing less use of proprietary blends and all that. Mm-hmm. But I think, you know, I think by doing this together, it makes it, one, it's more fun to travel with your boys. And two, I think it's more believable when you have three independent companies coming together saying, look, there's some messed up things, but there's always some great things. Here's three fantastic options. So I think between our internal or external support groups, you know, that's something I think all of us are very thankful to have.
Yeah.
Jennifer, you want to take yours?
Yeah. So my, you know, one grateful thing is being able to obviously talk to the three of you, but hearing just how humble all of you guys are and down to earth, and it's refreshing for the consumer and obviously for our listeners, but just, you know, this connection wouldn't have been available to us if I didn't get involved in fitness. So there's shitty parts of the fitness industry, and then there's really amazing opportunities in the fitness industry where you can connect with people like you guys are doing now and truly make a really big difference. And you can see that. You can see the shift and see those dynamic changes happening, which is awesome. And it is all about shifting the paradigm and who's going to do it. So I am thankful for the three of you for taking that step and initiative forward.
No problem. Our pleasure.
And I'm just going to second that for what Jennifer said. So I'll second that. I definitely appreciate you guys coming on. I know a lot of people are excited to hear you guys, and they know you guys from your own channels, but to get a little bit of a different side sometimes is always nice, or to have different questions given and you guys answer them honestly. What's one thing that we were really thankful for today too? We didn't think that you guys wouldn't, but we definitely appreciate you working with us and everything. Gentlemen, why don't you go down the line and tell each one of your social medias, and then Doug, could you tell to everyone a little bit about your things you're doing for breast cancer?
Yes, sure. So you want to hit social media first?
Let's hit the breasts.
Let's hit the top side. This month, and I actually think we're going to actually extend it probably through at least a portion of November. So CORE Nutritionals, Tiger Fitness, and the Nutrition Corners have all teamed up. We brought out a really awesome, I'm actually drinking it now, it's called Crystal Cosmo. It's a new flavor of ABC. It's kind of modeled after a Cosmopolitan, the alcoholic drink that a lot of people enjoy. It's a really refreshing flavor. And so we brought this out as an exclusive for Tiger Fitness and the Nutrition Corner. So those are the only two places that you can purchase this. So, you know, go to Tiger Fitness. Every bottle you buy, we're going to be donating $6 to the National Breast Cancer Coalition, which is a really cool organization that their focus is not just on breast cancer awareness. I think everyone knows and is aware of breast cancer. Their goal is really to find a cure. So over 90% of the money goes to actually research and actually a cure. So we're going to be continuing that. We've had such good positive feedback on the Cosmo flavor. You know, we might run it, as I said, a little bit longer. And so, yeah, you also get these pretty cool T-shirts. I don't know if we have one. Do we have that bag down here?
No, they can't.
Yeah, so we have core. Yeah, that's right. This is an audio. we have joint. Nutrition Corner, Tiger Fitness, Core Nutritional, Crush It shirts. They're really cool. They're black with white and pink writing, and they have the pink ribbon going through the Crush It, you know, to represent the Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So do your part. Stop at one of the Nutrition Corners. Go on tigerfitness.com. You know, pick up, you know, an awesome flavor. Get a really cool shirt and, you know, support a good cause.
Really cool shirt.
And then my my social media, all my stuff is at Doug Miller Pro. That's Doug Miller Pro, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook as well.
For me, it's everything is at High Performance Nutrition for social media, except YouTube is my alias, my AKA Rich Homie Sean. And I will note also, I would love if everyone would check out on hpnsupplements.com. You can go, the very first thing you'll see if you go to our website is a big banner for Make-A-Wish. We're the official supplement partner for Make-A-Wish, and you can read about the way that we work directly with them. We've granted 7 wishes this year as a result of raising $37,000 so far this year. Our goal was $25,000 for the year, but we've exceeded it already. But that's a really cool ongoing partnership that we have that is very, very valuable to me.
Awesome.
That is awesome.
And I am on Twitter, Mark Lobliner, Facebook, Mark Lobliner, Instagram, Mark Lobliner, Snapchat, Mark Lobliner. That's where I send dick pics. And basically Mark Lobliner or Tiger Fitness or one of the variations. So if you find me there, the main charity we're getting behind now is obviously with Core. Make sure you go there, get your Cosmo ABC, it's off the chain. The shirt fits really nice. It's not like a cheap, like $1 shirt. It's an actual, like, fitted next level shirt. So it's kind of what we got going on.
Awesome.
Oh, and YouTube, by the way, is Tiger Fitness, but most people probably know that anyway.
Excellent. Well, thank you, gentlemen, so much for your time. Like I said before, you guys really are, Pete, you guys are 3 people that everyone looks up to, so we appreciate it. You can follow us at championchat360@gmail.com for emails, or championchat360 on Instagram. And thank you, everyone. Sorry if you heard Belle crying in the background. The reason why I was saying it was perfect because she needed the boob. So we thank you, everyone, for your time.
Well, too bad you're not on video.
That's right. That's why I'm not on video. So thank you, everyone. Guys, we will be
all right,
putting all your stuff. So thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you.